Chapter 9, Section 3. Teddy Roosevelt's Square Deal. Before you read. In the last section, you read about women who worked for reforms in their communities and for the right to vote. In this section, you will learn about President Theodore Roosevelt's success in promoting reforms at the national level. A rough-riding president. What was Roosevelt like? Theodore Roosevelt became president in 1901. He was bold, ambitious, and full of energy. He had been active in sports and politics. In the Spanish-American War, he led a fighting unit called the Rough Riders. His personality made him a popular president. Roosevelt used his popularity to get his programs passed. He wanted to see that the common people received what he called a square deal. This term referred to a program of progressive reforms sponsored by his administration. Question 1. How did Roosevelt's personality shape his presidency? Using federal power. How did Roosevelt handle big business? President Roosevelt used the power of the government to help solve the nation's problems. Roosevelt also used the power of his government to deal with the problem of trusts. Trusts were large companies that had control over their markets. Trusts, or monopolies, first drove smaller companies out by lowering their own prices. Then, when the smaller companies were gone, the trusts could raise their prices. They no longer had any competition. By 1900, trusts controlled about 80% of U.S. industries. Roosevelt supported big business, but he also wanted to stop trusts that harmed people. He had the government sue harmful trusts under the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890. In all, Roosevelt filed 44 antitrust suits. He was called a trust buster. In 1902, about 140,000 coal miners in Pennsylvania went on strike. The mine owners refused to negotiate with them. President Roosevelt called both sides to the White House to talk. He threatened to have the government take over the mines. The two sides agreed to have an arbitration commission help settle their differences. The commission succeeded in reaching a compromise. From then on, the federal government would often step in to help settle a strike. In 1887, the Interstate Commerce Commission, ICC, had been set up to regulate the railroad industry. It had not been effective. Roosevelt pushed through laws, such as the Hepburn Act of 1906, which strictly limited the distribution of free railroad passes, a common form of bribery. Roosevelt's efforts resulted in fairer shipping rates and less corruption in the railroad industry. Question 2. How did Roosevelt use the power of the federal government to change business practices? Health and the environment. What did Roosevelt do for public health and the environment? After reading The Jungle by Upton Sinclair, which described filthy conditions in the meatpacking industry, Roosevelt pushed for passage of the Meat Inspection Act. This law, passed in 1906, called for strict cleanliness requirements for meatpackers. It created a program of federal meat inspection. Also in 1906, Congress passed the Pure Food and Drug Act, which halted the sale of contaminated foods and medicines and called for truth in labeling. Before Roosevelt became president, the federal government had paid little attention to the nation's natural resources. John Muir, a naturalist and writer, persuaded Roosevelt to set aside 148 million acres of forest reserves and other land for water power sites and mineral and water resources. Roosevelt appointed Gifford Pinchot as head of the U.S. Forest Service. Roosevelt and Pinchot believed in the conservation of land, meaning some land should be preserved as wilderness, while other areas would be developed for the common good. Roosevelt and Pinchot were opposed by Muir, who believed in complete preservation of the wilderness. Indeed, Roosevelt signed the Newlands Act, which funded irrigation projects that transformed dry wilderness into land suitable for agriculture. Question 3. What are two ways that Roosevelt helped to make people's lives safer and healthier? Roosevelt and civil rights. What did Roosevelt do for African Americans? Roosevelt supported individual African Americans, like Booker T. Washington, but he did not help African Americans in general. In 1909, black leaders, including W.E.B. Du Bois, founded the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP. The organization pushed for civil rights and racial equality. The progressive movement, however, continued to focus on the needs of middle-class whites. Question 4. What action did the NAACP take?